You made a change to the comp plan of 11 acres that we can see right over my shoulder here.
Exactly.
At Emerald Parkway and the freeway. Now, it's going from suburban commercial to general commercial. What does that mean?
It just opens it up a little bit. Suburban commercial, of course, limits you as to what you can do. And typically, you'll see suburban commercial butting up to a neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've got some additional restrictions. Well, this is right up on the feeder road that we're talking about now. And there's already a street. Now, Corsair, all right, which was put in just not too long ago. And on the other side of Corsair, that's where you'll have suburban commercial because that backs right up to Emerald Forest.
Okay, but so what we'll see here are your more traditional type commercial retail outlets?
It could be. It opens it up a little bit. But I think what you'll see more of is what you see exactly opposite Emerald Parkway. You've got, there's an orthodontics office there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dental surgery office. There's a law firm over there.
Okay.
And so I think that's really what's going to be there. That's more compatible with that location.
Well, and also because, I mean, if we're talking an access road right here, if you have retail outlets there, then your traffic pattern would be considerably different.
It would change.
All right. So, but that could still happen. We can say that.
It could.
All right. Also, the change from light commercial to general commercial at that location. So
right.
What is a light commercial? What does that mean?
Well, a light commercial would be some of the offices and
okay.
things
right.
that we're talking about. But a general commercial does open it up. You could have stores there, for example.
Okay. Because, see, we've done four different commercials, folks. That's why it's confusing, because we talk about suburban commercial, general commercial, or light commercial. There's three different kinds.
Exactly.
But anyway, having been on the P&Z, clearly you've had to deal with those things before. And I guess this is really, as you grow, these are the kind of decisions that are going to have to be made regularly.
All over the place, especially when you're looking up and down Highway 6.
Now, you're changing the comp plan also to add more than 230 acres along the south side of Rock Prairie. Scott and White, this is going to be called a medical district town center?
Well, this is part of the municipal management district that we set up years ago. Glad to see that this is finally happening. And that word town center or phrase town center is in there, too. So it gives folks an idea of what we're hoping to have happen all around Baylor Scott and White Hospital to make that perhaps our downtown. Something that we just don't enjoy here in College Station. And I take a look at what some other communities have done, particularly Sugarland's a good example. We've talked about having something very similar to what they have. Now, their town hall is right in the center of that, and we've really not gone in that direction. But we have, as we've talked here on this show before, about the potential for a YMCA there, and that's still very much a part of the conversation.
Now, this is a PPD. Don't want to get all out into the alphabet soup, but kind of explain to folks what that means.
Basically, it's a plan development, all right? You're laying it all out in front of you so you know exactly what it is that you're going to get. And that's the main thing that folks that are listening want to know. They'll be able to go to the website after this is all said and done, and they'll know exactly what's going to be put out there.
Now, also, you're going to make some changes back behind Sam's Club. You're going to be
Thank
doing some
goodness.
Development back there.
Yes.
Yeah.
That you probably remember, as I do, when that land was cleared many years ago
right.
with all kinds of possibilities and a hotel. Well, the Baymont Hotel actually ended up being there. There was going to be retail there where the hotel is, and the hotel was going to be back on Associates right there. But now we've got some folks that are coming in and putting in some multifamily, which will be a great location. You've got no neighbors to one side and the backside of the old lumberyard and Sam's and, of course, the movie theaters a little farther on down. So that's going to be a great location for that and good use of space.